السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed the description of the first people who will enter Jannah as outlined in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to quickly recap, their faces will be more beautiful than the full moon. In Jannah, they will not spit, they will not blow their noses, nor will they relieve themselves. Their vessels and utensils will be made of gold. The combs that they will use to comb their hair will be of gold and silver. The coals on the incense burner will be made of aloe wood. Their sweat will be of musk, and they will have two wives who will be so beautiful that the marrow in the bone of the leg will be transparent through the flesh out of extreme beauty. Then we also explained there will be no hatred and resentment between the people of Jannah. It will be as if they are all united on one heart. And the first entrance of Jannah, they will be praising and glorifying Allah every morning and every evening. So that's the hadith that we discussed yesterday. Now those are the people who will be the first to enter Jannah. And we should aspire for that. And we should work towards that. And we should make dua for that. But today we discuss a hadith which talks about the person who will be the last to enter Jannah. Unfortunately, this person will have to go to the fire of Jahannam first for the wrongs that he did. Now, it's a lengthy hadith and there are various narrations. I'm just giving you the crux of it. They say when he comes out of Jahannam, he'll be stepping and then slipping, and the flames of Jahannam will still be burning him, even though he's just out of Jahannam. So he'll make dua and say, "Oh Allah, save me from Jahannam." And Allah will say, "Okay, if I save you from Jahannam, will you ask for anything else?" He says, "Oh Allah, for bi'izzatik, by your honor, I'll ask for nothing else." And then Allah will save him totally from Jahannam, and he'll be so relieved from the horrors of Jahannam that he will say, "What Allah has given me, Allah has not given anyone before me, nor will Allah give anyone after me." Just being saved from Jahannam will be such a relief from him that he will think no one has been blessed the way he has been blessed. Then Allah will cause a tree to grow and a spring to gush forth. When he sees the tree and the spring, he'll say, "Oh Allah, just let me move to the tree so I can take shade and I can drink from the spring." So Allah will say, "But you said you won't ask." He said, "Oh Allah, one more request." So Allah will have mercy on him and he'll be moved. And hardly will he go there and start enjoying the shade of the tree and the water of the spring, he'll see an even more beautiful tree and an even better spring, and he'll make dua again. And Allah will say, "But O son of Adam, have you forgotten your promise?" He'll say, "Oh Allah, by your honor, last request." And then when he comes to this tree, it will just be on the outskirts of Jannah. Some narrations say he'll just be able to see into Jannah, and other narrations say he'll be able to hear the people of Jannah. So again he'll say, "Oh Allah, Oh Allah, enter me into Jannah." And Allah will say, "Oh son of Adam, have you forgotten your promise?" He will say, "Oh Allah, definitely this is the last request. This is the last request." So Allah will say to him, "Okay, how much of place do you want in Jannah?" He's the last. This narration is in Bukhari and Muslim. He's the last person to enter Jannah. Allah will say, "How much of place do you want?" He'll say, "Oh Allah, as long as I get Jannah, I'm happy." Allah says, "Okay, if I give you the equivalent of the entire planet Earth in space in Jannah, will you be happy?" He'll say, "Oh Allah, are you joking with me? And you are Rabbul Alameen? Are you making a joke with me?" So Allah will say, "I am not joking. I am all powerful. I will give you in Jannah the equivalent of the world in space times 2, times 2 again, times 2 again, times 2 again, times 2 again, times 10. He'll say, "Oh Allah, I'm happy. Oh Allah, I'm happy. Oh Allah, I'm happy." That is the extent of space and land that the last person who will enter Jannah will get. Can you imagine the vastness and the spaciousness of Jannah? Can you imagine what will be reserved for those people who will be amongst the first? So there's the contrast and the comparison that I drew for you, between those who will be first in Jannah. If this is what the last person in Jannah is going to get, you can only but imagine what the first person who enters Jannah or the first people who enter Jannah will get. May Allah make us from amongst them. Now the easy actions that will secure us Jannah. Yesterday we said that the hadith says, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will never enter Jannah until you believe. And you will never be a true believer until you love one another. And the most effective way of creating love between one another, أفشوا السلام بينكم, spread the salam. So spreading the salam, making the salam common, can be your ticket to Jannah. Today, I'll share with you another easy step of how to secure entry into Jannah. And this is based on a question that was asked by a Sahabi. He said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me about that action that will save me from Jahannam and secure my entry into Jannah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, worship Allah, do not associate any partners with Allah, perform your salah, give your zakah, meaning your fundamentals. And then, وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ, maintain family ties. The maintaining of family ties will secure your entry into Jannah. Don't do it so others can appreciate. Don't do it because you feel you owe it to them or you don't feel you owe it. Do it for the pleasure of Allah, even if they don't appreciate. Even if they're not worthy of it. Because that could be, it's to your advantage. Maintaining family ties, if you do it for the pleasure of Allah, it's to your advantage. It just could be the ticket that will secure your entry into Jannah. May Allah grant me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد